The political, religious, and medical views presented on various shows heard on American Voice Radio Network are not necessarily the views held by the management of American Voice Radio and are not presented as an endorsement by this network. All statements heard on American Voice Radio are the sole responsibility and opinion of those who speak the particular statement.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration.
Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So get ready. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about some sacrifices with regards to the heartburn drugs people are taking. So we're going to look at that. Also, we're going to check. We may have a thing on vision problems. So, yes. And my engineer is going to keep me on my clock today. Yes, Frank, I saw that. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to the righteous men and women in uniform. I pray for them and all of this nation every day. Hope you are too. Hit the knees, seeking the Lord's face, because that's time you'll never regret spending. And today's devotional, we're in Proverbs. Love Proverbs. Chapter 10, Lord says in verse 29, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. Oh yeah, they're not gonna inherit a thing. The righteous of the upright shall deliver them, but the transgressor shall be taken in their own naughtiness. Absolutely. So remember that. So seek Lord's face. And that's the relationship part. Yep. And you'll never regret that time you spend fostering that relationship. Because, you know, if God says, I never knew you, that's not a good thing. Mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Hey, Frank, I know you got a new board and everything, but I didn't hear anything. Frank's got new toys. And sometimes he just pods me down, and I don't hear a thing. All right, so let's move along with Quack Report. First thing up, science proves that once and for all, eating a lot of fish will prevent cognitive decline. That's right. Swedish researchers said that the protein that you get from fish is a protein that helps with the structures in your brain to help prevent Parkinson's disease from forming. So researchers were really surprised to see this association with fish and cognitive health, but this particular study actually provided a lot of new insight into precisely why eating fish is good for your brain. So long been believed, you get a lot of omega-3 fatty acids and things like that. It helps with the cognitive. But now it's the paravalbumin protein that they say it blocks the formation of plaque that tends to be involved with things like Parkinson's. So eat some healthy, clean fish out there. And last but not least in the Quack Report, doctors are warning that there are some popular foods out there filled with things you may not want to eat. And I apologize for anybody that's eating right now. This may gross you out. You know that shredded cheese that you get? A lot of people like the cheese already shredded in the resealable bag, and they can throw it on their tacos or over their taco chips or whatever. Well, they actually use a lot of powdered cellulose in that shredded cheese. And cellulose can come from different plants, but sometimes it's from wood pulp. And they use the cellulose in the cheese because it's cheap to make and to extend the product, so the more money they make, so more volume on the cheese. They say your frozen snacks, like burritos, the pizzas, and all that stuff, they also have amino acids in them, but this particular L-cysteine amino acid, you see on the label, is made from the hair of duck feathers. Yeah, duck feathers. So you may be, you know, just remind you, duck hair, duck feathers. Also, the red juices and the yogurts that have red in them that you think it's just, you know, a coloring. Yeah. Well, the ingredient is called carmine, and it's a natural red food dye, but they get it by boiling certain types of insects to get the dye. Yeah. So we got goose feathers, we got wood pulp, and now we got insects. Jelly beans, anybody out there like jelly beans? Well, sadly, jelly beans, if you look on the label, you'll see an ingredient called confectioner's glaze. And, you know, most people see that on a lot of things. And, well, it's made from insects that they import from Asia. Also, your granulated sugar, you want to know how it gets so pretty sparky white? Well, they send it through a process through charred animal bones. And so you get some charred animal bones in that. Also, alcohol. Alcohol after a long week, you know, people like to kind of relax on the weekend, have a nice glass of beer or wine. But if you know the truth about that, your white wines and some of your beer makers will use a filtration process that is known as insiglass. And this is made from the bladders of bony fish. So it's typically makes the beverage clearer, more sparkly, gives it clarity, and helps it there. So all of this stuff is actually approved. It's legal through the FDA. It's generally recognized as safe for most people. So there you go. That's what's in your snacks and your drinks and your cheese. Eat up. And that wraps the Quack Report. All righty. Yep, the hidden stuff in all your foods. You got to read the labels. I got a rule at my house. If it's got more than 8 ingredients, I don't buy it because it's not a food anymore. It's something I don't even want to think about. All right, clean living. Try that. It works for me. We're going to talk about the sacrifices of some of the heartburn drugs. What do the heartburn drugs make you sacrifice? You know, patients need full disclosure on medical treatments in order to make some, you know, well-informed decisions on care. And this isn't happening. No, just this week I spoke with people, they're losing their eyesight after a few years of having LASIK surgery. So, you know, they're not being told that the procedure increases the risk of glaucoma, for instance. So no full disclosure. You got to hunt for this stuff. I know, got to take a break. More on the other side.
Thank you. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Are talking about the sacrifices people are making now when they're taking heartburn drugs. All right, about 3 million Americans suffer from glaucoma. We were mentioning the LASIK people, they got glaucoma after LASIK. And more people are also suffering from heartburn in the United States, so it affects about 60 million. About 15 million are put on prescriptions for their heartburn, and many are exposed to the heartburn medications. Call those proton pump inhibitors. They call them PPIs. And these drugs offer some serious side effects that would give any patient pause if they knew, if they really dig into the stuff and find out what's, you know, the devil's in the details. That's right. So let's take a look at how we can better protect our health. And we're going to talk about heartburn because no one likes to suffer from heartburn. And most often it's usually the food we're eating that the body doesn't like it. However, people take heartburn digestive aids or prescription medications to dispel the discomfort. So they're just trying to manage a symptom, but they're not getting at the cause of the problem. Now, most people have heard that, you know, over-the-counter heartburn drugs can remove a lot of calcium from the system and weaken the bones, but the proton pump inhibitor drugs have a more deadly risk. Now, researchers at Washington University in St. Louis found that the drug creates silent kidney damage. So the research got published in the February 2017 Journal of Kidney International. So this means, you know, patients are really not given any warning about the damage that's being done to this organ, the kidneys, when they're on these drugs. So the silent damage can produce a sudden onset of symptoms. So just imagine, you know, waking up one day, discover you're in renal failure. You know, no warning at all, hardly any symptom came through, you know, and told you got a problem. So the drug names that you should note are the Privosed, the Prilosec, the Nexium, and the Protonix. Drugs. We're going to get to the herbs that can help you with digestion in a little bit, but those are the drugs that can put your kidneys at risk, according to the researchers at Washington University in St. Louis. And, you know, prolonged use seems to be the key. Most people are told that patients are using these medications to treat heartburn do not have any problems whatsoever with kidney function. Where the problem comes in is when what the research team discovered is referred to prolonged use of the medication. So prolonged use is kind of the same as long-term use. And medically, this means 12 or more months of continuous use of the drug. So the American Gastroenterology Association Institute, there you go, does not recommend using PPIs for more than about 8 weeks due to an increased risk of what they call Clostridium difficile disease, pneumonia, and hip fracture. So kidney failure is not even listed. However, they do list what is called maintenance therapy for acute cases where patients would be on the drug for longer than 8 weeks. They also recommend, in that case, to do an endoscopy exam of the digestive system, but they do not suggest a kidney check. So what was really shocking is that the research team at the Washington University found that more than 50% of patients put on these drugs wind up with chronic or severe kidney disease, right? So they're on them longer than 8 weeks, obviously. Now, this kind of works out to like 7.5 million people who lose normal kidney function because they're taking heartburn meds. So the majority of patients are told the drug offers, you know, some minimal side effects. And here's what patients typically hear. Diarrhea, a little constipation, maybe some gas or bloating, headache, nausea, abdominal pain, or vomiting. Okay. Here is a quote from a Dr. Zaid Ali, Washington University School of Medicine. He says this, "Our results indicate kidney problems can develop silently and gradually over time, eroding kidney function and leading to long-term kidney damage and renal failure." He says, "We found that with our five-year follow-up, more than half of the cases of chronic kidney damage and end-stage renal disease were associated with PPI use, and it occurred in people with no history of kidney problems," end of quote. And then, you know, some of this stuff you can get over the counter now. You know, you just get it over the counter. So more patients than ever before really have easy access to the proton pump inhibitor drugs, and these drugs have been on the market for about 25 years. Now, several are now sold without prescriptions, like your Prilosec OTC and their Privised. Now, in 2013, these medications made the drug companies almost $6 million. So the market share really goes to the prescription Nexium by about 65%. So to complicate matters, doctors will sometimes combine these prescriptions, the proton pump inhibitors, with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds. So according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories produce a variety of renal problems for you. So here is here's their list. It can reduce blood flow to the kidneys. It can cause fluid retention or edema. It can cause acute dysfunction in your high-risk patients, so people who already have, you know, kidney issues. Also, it can cause papillary necrosis, which is tissue death in kidney ducts where the urine flows. And that, if you get that, it's not reversible just by coming off the med. Also, nephrotic syndrome, which is a loss of protein from the blood plasma into the urine, as well as interstitial nephritis, which is a lot of inflammation in the spaces between your renal tubes. So now, in most cases, the condition can be reversed when you stop the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, unless you get the papillary necrosis problem. That's not reversible. So sorry. Well, what could be some of the signs that you may have some kidney problems? Well, if you're on the heartburn meds, it's silent, so you really don't get a heads up. But typically, if they're in distress and they're not functioning properly, you can experience things like reduced urine output, fatigue, and swelling in your extremities, so your feet and ankles. Here's another quote from Dr. Ali, Washington University School of Medicine. He says, "Doctors must pay close and careful attention to kidney function in their patients who use PPIs, even if there are no signs of problems. We always advise clinicians to evaluate
if PPI use is medically necessary in the first place, because the drugs carry significant risks such as deterioration of kidney function, end of quote. Well, some people say, well, what would you do? Well, I would put my kidneys through kidney boot camp, you know, if I had issues. You know, if the kidneys need to be kind of whipped back into shape, there are some herbs that can help. The secret when you use these herbs is try to use as many of them as you can if you have access to them. So just don't use one or two. Try to use them all. Yuva reese leaf is good. It will assist with the urinary tract and clear cystitis by stimulating the production of epithelial cells, which sick kidneys have trouble producing these cells. Also, parsley herb and corn silk, as well as dandelion root, these are all natural diuretics and can correct a difficult urination, which is also excellent if you have a prostate that's not doing so well. Also, horsetail herb is also a diuretic, but the primary effect of this herb corrects bladder problems like incontinence, bedwetting, because it has these astringent properties. It tightens up inflamed tissue and purges out the toxins from the urinary, and it has a lot of natural tannins. That's how it does it. So it also helps with spasms that could be associated with a lot of urinary tract infections. Burdock root is also on the list. It works well on cleansing the blood from the urinary system. And then marshmallow root acts to bind toxins for the body to eliminate them. And marshmallow also provides the soothing effect to kidneys, bladder, and urinary tract. So very soothing type of herb. So you're going to find these herbs and more in the Apothecary Herbs Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit. Now, if you do have weak kidneys, it's recommended you avoid the juniper berries and select their juniper berry-free version. And when the kidneys get stronger, then you can go and use the regular kit. Now, for heartburn, again, I'm going to go through the digestive boot camp here. A majority of the heartburn cases, you can resolve them with a lot of dietary changes, you know, being aware, keenly aware what's bothering your digestive tract and avoiding that. So also using medicinal herbs instead of drugs can also help. But here's what you want to avoid. You want to avoid alcohol because consuming alcohol really primes the pump for heartburn and reflux issues. And it tends to relax the esophageal sphincter muscle and makes it lazy. So that's what that muscle right between the esophagus and muscle, kind of right there. So if you drink alcohol, let's say within 2 hours of going to bed, you're more likely to experience a lot of heartburn. The alcohol relaxes that muscle and allows acids back up into the esophagus. Also, you want to avoid chocolate. It is a trigger food for heartburn and acid reflux. The chocolate tends to act like an antispasmodic or maybe a tranquilizer on that muscle, the sphincter muscle. So the chemical culprit in chocolate is methotrexate, and that's what it does. It kind of relaxes that muscle. Also, you want to watch some drugs. Your calcium channel blockers, dopamine, sedatives, pain relievers all promote digestive problems. The calcium channel blockers delay the stomach from emptying into the small intestine, and these drugs can damage the esophagus and stomach lining as well. I know, got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Brought up all the coconut, he bought it for the time. His sister had another one, she baited for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing that can take us.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency.
Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
My tears are falling 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. Oh yeah, take good care of your baby. You know, there's a lot of things we could do to take care of ourselves. And it's really going to be up to us to take care of ourselves. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, medicine tries to do the right thing. And it doesn't really work out for our benefit in the long run. So these quick fixes can be a problem for us. And we want to make sure we do our due diligence when we look at medical options. So. Right before the break, we were talking about some of these things you want to avoid for the heartburn. And one of them I also want to mention is the drugs that can damage esophagus, stomach lining, Fosamax for osteoporosis, potassium and iron pills, your ferrous sulfite stuff, antibiotics, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories, of course, aspirin, ibuprofen, Nexoprin, all these, you know, Aleve, you know, Motrin, Advil, all these things can really be a problem in the long run. So definitely want to do your homework on all those drugs. So what kind of herbs can we use, Miss Wendy, for our heartburn issue? Well, some of the digestive herbs are excellent. Along with your dietary changes, you may have to keep a food journal for a little bit to find out what your upsetting an apple cart for you. So keep a food journal, see what, you know, is bothering you and avoid those foods. It's, you know, going to be tailoring your diet, your clean diet to your particular need. So fennel seed, I love fennel seed. It helps improve digestion, but it eliminates gas and bloating, all that pressure. I like ginger root because not only does it improve circulation and digestion, it helps move food out of the stomach and also keeps nausea and vomiting at bay. Slippery elm and marshmallow root, I love them. They soothe the lining of the esophagus in the stomach. And gentian root also helps prevent a lot of overeating, which can put a lot of pressure on the stomach and the sphincter muscle and give you that reflux problem. But the gentian also helps move food out of the stomach much faster and takes that pressure off. If you're going to use gentian, use that 30 minutes before you eat. Excellent for digestion. Now, if stress is playing a role with the heartburn, maybe some valerian root. It helps remove a lot of tension from the nervous system, or lobelia can remove a lot of tension from the muscles. And those herbs will do that without sedation or those types of side effects. So the right nutrition has really a profound and lasting healing effect on the body. So if the diet is not clean And it's kind of deficient in vitamins and minerals because, you know, our commonly grown produce and things, and well, it's just not there. The nutrition's 50% depleted. So you may have to super infuse your system with nutrition from plants. So I like to use the body food mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, it's all plant powdered mix. You throw it in a beverage, juice or water, smoothie, and it becomes water soluble. And when you take it in, it's instantly absorbed. So the body doesn't have to spend hours digesting and trying to assimilate. It's there. And it's whole food stuff, so the chemistry is the way God designed it. So try that. So all these herbs that we've talked about, really, your digestive herbs, you know, you can get a catalog from Apothecary Herbs, and you can flip to the digestion section, the pain anti-inflammatory section, anxiety, depression, and the cleanse section to help with organ function. Of course, they do have those sections up on their website as well. So so if you attempt now to do a bowel cleanse and you suffer from heartburn, reflux, any kind of digestive inflammatory conditions, you want to modify that cleanse. And instead of getting the bowel cleanse kit, just purchase the bowel cleanse formula B. So it's a little bit of a modifier, and it does come with instructions for those specific instances. Now, you can call Apothecary Herbs, and you can order, or you can request their free product catalog, and that number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, professional strength, whole food stuff, all organic. You're going to love that. Also, they just started their Memorial Day sale. So that runs through, I believe, the 29th. And you can save 20% on orders of $50 or more. It is store-wide on their site, or you can call in and get that discount and be amazed how powerful you can be with God's herbs here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. Amen. Mm. All right. We are going to move on to some vision and brain problems. I'm going to see if I can fit this in. You know, a lot of neurological disorders, various forms of dementia are really plaguing us all over the world, not just America. Now, recent research is really looking at this connection of the brain health that influences vision loss. So man has his work cut out for him, with the medical system really not focusing on the cause of these conditions. And without efforts to address the cause of illness, we'll continue to chase symptoms and succumb to the disease. So you can see this with heart disease, cancer, and also neurological disorders. So we're going to take a look at some new research that suggests there's a link between neurological and vision problems and see how we can get at the cause of the problem. So, you know, sick people on these lifelong drugs, they're still sick people. They're not better. Many of them are barely functioning. So this healthcare fantasy has a safe zone called trauma care. Trauma care is, you know, probably where modern medicine shines. So how long this area is going to remain beneficial, really, I don't know. But real health and healing have kind of eluded the medical profession, evidenced by the numbers of sick people. Globally, we got 1 billion people with neurological disorders, things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, ALS, epilepsy, migraine, stroke, neuroinfections, and a whole lot more. So it's 1 in 6 people and not living full lives. That's what it kind of comes down to. And those are just a staggering statistics, 1 in 6. All right, so the American Academy of Neurology sent up, posted some information that the demand for neurological care has really ballooned out of control, and there's really not enough neurologists entering the healthcare for the future in this specialty. There's not enough of them. So they reported the United States is going to experience a decrease in available neurologists by about 20% in the next 3 years, by 2020, or 2020. millions of people suffering, only to be treated with medicines to reduce or slow down symptoms while they really die a slow death. All right. I was talking to somebody this week, Frank, who said, you know, I'm not afraid of dying. I just don't like the process. I get it. Okay, so patients are told to accept that within the most expensive healthcare industry in the world, that there is really no cure for their problem. Most of the medications prescribed for Alzheimer's disease are useless and expose patients to a lot of side effects or secondary diseases. That's what it is. So every person should really take, you know, that is a shot across the bow, if you will, as a serious warning, and really start practicing as early as you can prevention methods, you know, protect your health. So what type of prevention could one practice? Well, here's a few suggestions. You want to avoid inoculations, which promote neurological disorders. You want to avoid exposure to a lot of EMF emissions, that dirty electricity from a lot of cell phones and smart meters and so forth. You want to avoid cookware and drinking containers that have a lot of heavy metals like aluminum, and avoid contaminated seafood because of the mercury, and utilize a lot of nutrition in your foods. Utilize your spices, your herbs. These strengthen the body to resist disease. We've gotten so far away from that, you know, as modern, supposedly sophisticated and intelligent, people. You know, I think sometimes the ancients knew more. All right, so let's get to this new link. The researchers at Rutgers, they published these findings in August 2017 that suggest an association between Alzheimer's disease and vision loss. So the findings seem to affect nearsightedness, distance vision. So farsightedness seemed to be less affected when in conjunction with things like dementia and other cognitive diseases. So the scientists suggested that the vision screening could be really a potential early detector for the risks of dementia. So their findings stated this: Alzheimer's disease has multiple cognitive subtypes, and these are usually broken down into memory, language, executive attention, and visuospatial functions. So the variant, they say, where visual symptoms are prominent due to localized pathology in the precipital region, is often referred to as the visual variant Alzheimer's disease section. Well, what the research is really stating is there needs to be more attention made to the possibility of the interconnection between the eyes and the brain and neurodegenerative types of diseases. There could be an extension there, and the eyes are formed actually in the womb from the brain's anterior neural tubes and later develop into your forebrain region. So really your eyes are part of your brain. All right, let's look at some nutrients for the brain, the old noodle, the gray matter. Now, since the brain and the eyes are kind of connected, there's our nutrients that will assist them both. Foods and spices and herbs that contain a lot of zinc and antioxidants have positive effects. So research from the science is suggesting that a lack of zinc has some role to play in development of Alzheimer's. So researchers are looking at that, and they're showing that supplementation of organic zinc and antioxidants will help. I know, we got to take another break. We'll be right back.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs e-book now at thepowerherbs.com.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, and we are talking about our brain, absolutely, trying to help out the vision, and well, we're looking into the connection here between vision and, degenerative diseases. We were talking about nutritional elements there right before the break. The zinc, they say, is important. Antioxidants. Also, they say copper slows the progression of wet version macular degeneration of the eye. Now, health experts say that the fruit known as mammee, found in Florida, Mexico, and South America, can offer a lot of antioxidants to help the eyes. And let's look at some more brain food, because we've talked about some herbs before, like rosemary, part of the brain concentrate formula. You'll find rosemary in that formula from Apothecary Herbs. Excellent for circulatory action and anti-inflammation, and also full of antioxidants. It works very well with herbs like ginkgo, for instance, to improve cognitive function. So I would avoid using rosemary oil, though, due to its stronger compounds that you find in concentrated oils, and it's typically used for topical use in that form. And also pregnant women should avoid rosemary, as it can promote uterine spasms. So also use caution if using medicinal amounts of rosemary if you're taking the following medications. Anything that's a diuretic, ACE inhibitors for blood pressure, anticoagulants for blood thinning, and lithium for depression, manic depression. All right, so herbs with zinc. Let's check out the zinc here. There's a list of them. Lots, from high to low concentrations, we go from high to low. So skullcap has a lot of zinc, pumpkin seed, your hot peppers with capsaicin, sage, wild yam, spirulina algae, chickweed, echinacea root, astragalus root, nettle leaf, Siberian ginseng, and Dalt's seaweed. All going to have those zinc factors there. All right. All right, now we're going to look at antioxidants because, most adults don't eat healthy. They're diet. Or if they are trying, they're just not getting organic and not getting the nutrients in there because they're not buying the organic stuff because it's more expensive typically. So one serving a day of some organic antioxidant foods is going to be insufficient, okay? So you're going to need more than that. And most people are only getting 1 to 2 servings a week. Okay. So here are some really superfoods you might want to focus on for antioxidants. And they're easy and available to get. And you can pick them up at the powerherbs.com website, or in your grocery, your organic market, berries like blueberries, strawberries, goji berries, broccoli, cranberries, green tea, pomegranates, spinach. These are all going to have some great antioxidants in them, so eat up, you know, get that. So you want to really think nutrition when you're eating. A lot of people just think taste. Something that tastes good may not be good for you. So if we start to think of our ailments as nutritional problems, we have more than a 50% chance of resolving them compared to the conventional way of using drugs to force a chemical change in your metabolism to kind of lessen your symptoms. So using organic nutrition requires a lot of faithful use to help restore the lost revenues that you have in your nutritional base. So when you use a lot of whole foods and whole food supplements and you avoid the chemical wannabe vitamins, they're almost like they're drugs then. Synthetic vitamins are really drugs. You want whole food because it's got balanced chemistry your creator put in there for you. So we also want to start to think of organic as some basic elements in foods and herbs. These are your God-given support nutrients, basically. Scientists and other health authorities and even government agencies would have you think that any substance that causes a metabolic change in your body is a drug, and it should be monitored and maybe regulated. Well, you know, water falls under that category and your basic foods. Under this broad definition, everything's a drug, basically. Water, oxygen, fruits and vegetables, meat, grain, seeds, nuts, herbs, spices, even sunlight, right? Because if it causes metabolic change in your body, it's a drug, is what they're saying. Nutrition causes metabolic change. I mean, if you went from a junk food diet to a healthy one, 7 days your DNA changes. So they, everything under the sun, to someone who wrote that down, in, I think, I don't know if it's FDA or who it is, AMA, they think everything should be regulated by them. So controlling what is defined as a drug means you lose all your freedoms over the very elements which sustain life. Okay, so when a few controlling and legal folks, you know, want to restrict the availability of a lot of these elements, they control your life. They control your destiny even, your health, right? If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So it was, it started actually with your healthcare insurance and then with your global food harmonization codes, your Codex code. So the FDA is telling the public it's here to secure your safety. We're here to, make sure your prescription medicines are safe for you. And we're here to harmonize all these, international trades with, foodstuffs and things. So, it's not about that. That's what a narcissist does. Okay. They tell you it's for your own good. They're controlling you for your own good. People know innately what's healthy and what's not for them, or they should. And you have that basic instinct. I mean, we're smarter than animals, and they know that stuff. Okay, so you want to look for a change. You got to start with your head. Everything you know that you're going to do starts in your mind. So you got to get your mindset corrected if you want to change your health. Okay, if you're going to a white coat, you're going to get disease management. Actually, MD means manage disease, okay? And so that's what they're going to do until you run out of insurance or your savings account or any asset. So there are people that are really not satisfied with their current health status, their medicines for life, and the substandard supplements out there that are offered in most stores. I was talking to a lovely lady on the West Coast Monday, and she had no idea. There's a big influence in how things are processed, whether it's your foods and your supplements, that she had no idea that you can start out with a really great ingredient, but the process can ruin it. And so she got enlightened on, you know, how do we preserve the nutrition God put in these things, right? Especially your herbs. Well, first of all, you don't expose the herbs to a bunch of heat and light. So any processes that do that, you know, after they're harvested, is going to lower the medicinal content and the power in them. So you got to guard that. You got to make sure. That's why when you see your herbs, if you notice in the stores, any liquids, for instance, or capsules, they're in those dark amber glass things to protect them from light. So now the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they're dedicated to the whole food organic herbal products, and they specialize in liquids and powders. And the reason is they're water soluble. They're in the system working in 60 seconds. They don't have to take 2 hours to be digested and for uptake. And liquids and powders, you can adjust dose so very easily. And it's much harder in tablets. Capsules, you may be able to break them open and dump them into some water, and then they become water soluble. But, you know, there's just so much you can get in a capsule, you know, or a tablet. And you get even less in a tablet because they got to have fillers so it binds together and stays in a tablet form. So that's why we love the liquids. I love the aged tinctures when they're made properly. They're like the Special K of herbs. You know, the Special K commercial, you got the one bowl of Special K and the 30 bowls of shredded wheat. Well, Apothecary Herbs is kind of the Special K of herbal tinctures. Okay. And they have this process. It's protected. It protects the nutrition God put in the plant. So it's a naturally aging process, and then no heat. It's cold pressing. And this preserves all the alkaloid strength in your herbs. And that's why people, when they find Apothecary Herbs, they go, wow, this is a game changer. Yeah, that's what they do. Now, if you go to the powerherbs.com website owned by Apothecary Herbs, you're going to see they do have the brain concentrate with your ginkgo and your rosemary in there and the capsaicin. They do have the body food mix with the super nutrition and vitamins. And a lot of the herbs we talked that had super zinc in them, they have that too. So all of that is there. They have an herbal eye wash if you want to detox the eyes. They got a lot of tools. And they like to educate their consumers so that you understand the process and what's going on, and, you know, and teach other people, you know, pass on the life-saving benefit God gave everybody. It's not here just for a few to restrict and control and regulate. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. There you go. These herbs are for you. The poor folks of the United, the European Union, they lost over 20,000 herbs when they got regulated under Codex. So don't let that happen to you here in the United States. Don't let that happen. You get on the horn and you write your representatives and you protect your right to have free access to those wonderful medicinal herbs that are here for you. All right, I know. I'm out of time. This hour just went, phew, it flew by. Well, it did. And I'll be back. I will be back Thursday, of course. I hope you all can join me then. And I thank you for your feedback. People are writing in, calling in, and letting us know how we're doing. Appreciate that so much. And so it's all about empowerment. That's what we want you to feel empowered, because you are. God didn't leave you here needing to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. You have that power right now. All right, go out there and get it. Frank, don't laugh at me. He's laughing. All right, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Next time, be well.